Welcome to the Resilience is Everything podcast. Let's crack the resilience code. Let's transform your challenges into opportunities. The truth is, leaders are discovered in times of crisis. And now your host, international keynote speaker and best-selling author, Rene Gadafori.
Now, my question for you today is, why aren't you living your dream? Why aren't you doing this thing that you know you want to do? Why you keep procrastinating? What's stopping you? What's holding you back? You want to do something and you are thinking about it. When I looked at myself, I remember many years ago when I wanted to become a motivational speaker. Just like many people, I had the idea. I know that's what I wanted to do, but it seems like something was holding me back. It seems like I could never get going to do the things that I wanted to do to start living the dream. Until one day, I just made a decision. I said, enough is enough. I'm going to do this thing. Now, let me share with you the first thing that is happening to a lot of people, particularly entrepreneurs and people from all walks of life, as a matter of fact. Here's what they are waiting for. They are waiting for permission. You cannot wait for somebody to give you the permission to start living your dream. And here's what I want to say about this. When you heard the call to do what you want to do, or that this one thing that is in you, that is waiting to be, that is waiting for birth, right? When you heard the voice, or however it came to you, do you think it was like intuition? Do you think it was like the still quiet voice within? Well, maybe it was the still quiet voice within. But what I want to tell you, it was the voice of God speaking to you. Sometimes you'll have this one idea, and then you keep going to different places, and every time you see something, you talk to people, and bam, that idea just shows up again. You're just like, wow, I think I really need to do this. Well, it still is the voice of God. It still is God trying to use different ways to tell you that you gotta do this. There's a saying that goes, coincidence is God's way of staying anonymous. So I said all of this just to tell you that your permission comes from God. When I wanted to become a motivational speaker, I said that I was going to share my story with the world, to my message, to create an impact. Do you know how many people around me didn't really like the idea of me sharing my story? In fact, to this day, there are still people, they are living in, I call it, denial. They had that kind of life. And some of them are even from my village. When I talk about poverty in my village and growing up in Port-au-Prince, the city of Haiti, in extreme poverty, sleeping on the floor in this little room infested with rats and roaches, some people didn't really like it. And some people still don't like it today. And coincidentally, when I share my story, I discovered that a lot of people in high places now in the United States, or even in Haiti, where I'm from, a lot of people now are opening up. They are sharing their story, right? It's almost like my story gives them the permission to share their story. And there's a whole philosophy about sharing your story, no matter what business you are in, that I don't really want to get into. But I just want to say that, you know, I don't know why some people, they are not happy. Maybe because I am sharing their story, or maybe they don't want people to know their story. We're from the same area. I don't know what it is, but that's not the point of this video. But the reality is, many people didn't really want to give me the permission. They got mad, and some would not even talk to me because I started sharing my story. Kind of funny, isn't it, right? And so I said to myself, I don't need their permission, because my permission is from God. You got it? So do not wait for permission. Who's going to come in one day and say, you know what? You have this idea, and I think you can make a lot of money. You can make a big impact on the world, and I want to give you the permission. I want to bless you. Don't wait for that. It's not going to happen. Did you know that many people secretly wish that you would kind of fail? All right, I don't want to get into that, but that's the truth. Next, you want to make a decision. Decision, I believe they say it comes from the Latin word, dicere, which means cut from any other possibilities. When I decided I wanted to become a motivational speaker, I was a doorman at the hotel. I was carrying bags. I had no resources. I had no connections. I came to the United States with $5, actually, a little suitcase, tiny little suitcase with two shirts in it and one pair of pants. And I did not speak any English whatsoever. Now, go figure, right? Today, I'm making a living speaking English. Well, I say I still don't speak very much English. But you know what? The few words that I know, they pay me good to share them. Now, I said to myself, I want to become a motivational speaker. Because when I was parking cars at the hotel, and I would notice books on the back seat of the automobiles that I was parking, and I would jot down the names of the books, and I would go right across the street to the bookstore, and I would buy those books. I would devour, study those books, and take notes. That's how I discovered Edward Deming, the father of TQM, Total Quality Management, and Peter Senge, the management guru, Brian Tracy, and all the top gurus or thought leaders in this country. And I found the title of the books, and I would buy those books. I would study them. You know what? When I said I wanted to become a motivational speaker, I had doubts. You know, the little voice in your head that's talking you out of it. Well, I had that little voice. I kept saying to myself, well, you don't speak very much English. You're not from here. You don't have any resources, any connection. You don't have any corporate background. You're just a doorman. What are you going to share? And then the little voice, right? And then I started thinking, wait a minute now. There is a guy in the United States of America every morning on national television giving advice to Americans by the name of Jerry Springer. I said, wait a minute now. If Jerry Springer can give advice to Americans, whoa, so can I. All right? And I made the decision, and it's a decision. It's something you just decide. You know, when you say enough is enough, it's time for me. That's to the point that you have to get to make the decision. Next, you need a deep desire. You don't need anything else. This is the one thing you need. A deep desire to learn. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is you just start and you figure things out along the way. Really, I was a doorman. I was reading those books, but I didn't know much about marketing. I didn't know about much about speaking and persuasion and making an impact. You know what? Along the way, I learned everything. I mastered speaking on the platform. I mastered the art of persuasion. I mastered internet or SEO, search engine marketing. I mastered everything I needed to master, including writing or copywriting. To write persuasive copy. I learned and studied all of that. But I didn't wait, right? I didn't wait until I know all of that to start. I just started, and with a desire to learn. Next, money loves speed. Now, let me ask you this question. Have you ever had a time when you have an idea and you know this is a money-making idea, or you know this is an idea that will help and serve humanity, and you want to serve the world with your idea, and but you just keep thinking about it, you just keep telling people about it, you just keep meditating about it, you just keep praying about it, you just keep waiting for answers from God, and then suddenly you notice somebody either on television or on the internet, somebody starts living your dream and they start making all the money and the impact. It's because money loves speed. That's why I say, don't wait until you have all the ducks in a row, you know? You just have to keep going and learn everything you can, because with speed, that's where money follows speeds. Money is a fast thing. It moves really fast. So you can't be thinking about it forever until you're like, what, 65 or 75 years old and start living with regrets. I wish I had done this, right? You see my point? Next, okay, life is a series of yeses and nos. What do I mean by that? Well, you know, what I really mean by that is you are going to get some rejections. You are not going to be accepted by everybody. Just like, you know, I have so many rejections, right? Like I said, so many people, they rejected the notion that I go out and share my story. When I wanted to get some speaking engagements, while I was still at the hotel, I designed my brochure, my one pager, all the thing, put up my website and did everything. And then I started making calls. I got so many rejections. Guess what? I said, that's okay, because they say in sales, you have to go to 7 no's before you get 1 yes. I said, okay, then I knock on the doors. Sometimes I would take my one pager and my information. I would go to every high school and elementary school in the city where I lived, right? I would say, hey, I'm a motivational speaker and I have a gift. I want to impact your children, the students. And I would give him my pitch and I, you know, they would say no. I would just go to the next school. And one school would say yes. And, you know, the average is like, it's pretty good. It's the same thing for everything. When I first came here in the United States, I didn't have any money. I was on the streets of Miami washing cars on the streets. I went to a bank by the name of Total Bank, and I kept asking the people, would you let me wash your car? Would you let me wash your car? And they would say no, and they would say no again, and they would say no again until somebody said yes. Until somebody else said yes. And eventually I was washing cars for $5 a car. I started making enough money to carry on while I was learning English one word at a time. I would write the words in my hand every day. I would review my words, right? Every week I would review all the words. That's what I had to do. And many times it was really embarrassing for me trying to speak English or trying to express yourself. You know, nothing is more embarrassing. I went to a McDonald's, right? I couldn't read the menu. I couldn't understand a thing on the menu. I'm this new immigrant, unable to speak English, but I knew two words, same thing. I started using those two words to the max. I would stand behind the person in front of me. When they say, may I take your order, sir? I would say, same thing. But guess what? Same thing was not always good. It was not always same thing. But that's what I had to do to carry on. My point is, you're going to experience no's. You're going to see all the no, 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 I'm not interested. No, 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 I'm not interested. Well, the word is next. Every time you get a no, is next. No, next. That's what it is, right? And finally, this one point I want to share with you is there are no guarantees, all right? You know, here's what most people are looking for somebody like a genie to show up and say, hey, Mr. Such and Such or Mrs. Such and Such, I'm going to grant you this one thing. If you go out, you do everything you know, and to make this one idea work, I guarantee you, I promise you, I guarantee you, you will make millions with that idea. And it's guaranteed. And then if you really, really know for certain, with certainty, that this one idea would change the world and make you a lot of money, you would go out there and do it. But guess what? There's no such genie. There are no guarantees in life. You just have to go out and prove to yourself that you can do this. And how do you know whether you will fail or succeed? I don't know. Just give it a try. Don't declare defeat before the battle. Just go out there and do it. That's what I did. I mean, think about it. Here's a guy who is a doorman carrying bags, don't speak very much English, and I have the audacity to tell the meeting planner, hey, put me on the stage. And I went through all the no's until one meeting planner said yes and another said yes. Bam, there you go. You see what I mean? You see my point? And finally, bring your vision, okay? There's a saying that says, bring the vision and God will provide the provision. It is said that without vision, the people perish. Okay, what is your vision? Write it down. What do you want to see? Maybe you want your vision is to make sure that everybody get access to this one thing that you are creating. Or maybe your vision is to transform the world in such a remarkable way. What's the vision? What do you want to see? What are you creating? Is it for men, for women, for children? Write down the vision, right? The vision has to be clear to you. And next, after you write down the vision, you bring the vision, God will give you the provision. So write down the vision, and then the next thing you want to do, you want to make sure that you write down what your life will be, how all your life will be different when you start implementing and start living the dream and achieve your dream or your vision. Okay, I want to end this video with this one quotation from Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. She wrote a book by the name of Death and on Death and Dying. And she passed away. She's no longer with us. But here's what she said. Listen carefully. She said, when you come to the edge of all the light, you know, and you are about to step into the darkness of the unknown. Fifth is knowing that one or two things will happen. There will be something solid to stand on, or you will be taught to fly. You got it? When you get to the edge of all the light you know, all the light, all the knowledge, your current knowledge, everything you know, you get to the edge, and you are about to step into the darkness of the unknown. The unknown. There are no guarantees, remember? No guarantees, all right? Their faith, she said, is knowing that one or two things will happen. There will be something solid to stand on, or you will be taught to fly. Go ahead and start living that dream. Do something every day, as little as it may be, just do something.
You've been listening to the Resilience is Everything podcast. If you enjoyed this segment, subscribe for more. Leave a rating. Also, to contact us or book Renee to speak at your event, go to www.resilienceiseverything.com.